I'm searching for the best AI coding model in the world, and many people are saying that Codex with GPT-5 is better than Claude Code at building apps. So I'm going to put that to the test today. Angry Birds 1 prompted it. Let's see how this looks. Oh, what the hell is going on? What is this? I'm going to try to build an app with both of these tools, Codex CLI and Claude Code, and we're going to see which one is better. Our first prompt will be identical in both of these tools, and I'm going to try and see what I can build with both Codex and Claude Code. Let's not waste any time, let's just dive into the video. And so for this, I'm going to be using Claude Code, which is open right here, and Codex, which is open right here. I'm going to be using both of these tools in the web. I think it's much easier to open up a web-based version of these apps instead of actually downloading these on my computer. So all you need to do is just type in sandbox.dev and then just press enter. And this will load up right here. So we're going to be able to use Claude Code, Codex, and by the time you watch this video, you'll likely be able to use Gemini CLI. And here's just where you can use all of the most powerful coding tools in the world, all just in the web, in Sandbox. So I selected a Claude Code window, and what we're going to do is we're going to select Next.js and press enter. And then I'm going to do the same thing with Codex. And so I've already done that, and I have them open right here. So we have a Claude Code window open and a Codex window open, and now we can just use them in the web. So what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be entering the same prompt in Claude Code and in Codex with GPT-5. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're actually going to select our model in Codex. So here with Codex, we're going to hit slash and type model. And this is going to allow us to switch the model. We're going to be using GPT-5 high. And we are going to paste this prompt in. So we're going to be building this browser-based personal OS. So this is something that I've been really passionate about. So this, I want to build something like this. And it's not the full version of this little thing here, right? You can open up these little menus. You can open up, right? It has these little docs here. Just a personal little operating system site. I want to create something that looks a lot like this. I think this would be really fun. So what we're going to do here is I'm actually going to type in the same prompt in both. And you can pause the video to read this, but I'm just going to copy this, and we're going to paste it into Claude Code, press enter, and we're going to paste this into Codex and press enter. So now they're building the same site with the same prompt, Claude Code versus Codex. And now they're both building the app, and we can kind of watch both of them. We can go back and forth, right, if we wanted to, right? If we wanted to, we could open up the sidebar here and just hit new terminal. Let's say I wanted to do another one with Claude Code. We could just do the same thing. Let's say we wanted to use Claude Code, but we wanted to use Svelte instead of Next.js, which is a stack. I'm not fully sure what it means, but we can do that. You know what? Let's run four at the same time. So we're going to do Claude Code on Svelte, and then we're also going to go to sandbox.dev. And what we're going to do here is we are going to use Codex, and we're going to do Svelte. And we're going to run this sandbox here. And after changing the model, I'm going to go ahead and paste this prompt in. And now we're going to run it. So now we have four of these running at the same time. So we have these four windows running right now. And normally when you use Claude Code, you do it directly in your terminal. And you can open up Claude like this. And then when it's done running, you actually have to just tell it to run it locally. It's kind of annoying. And it's weird using Claude Code and Codex at the same time. And so I just like using it in the web. And immediately when it's done creating the app, it's just going to run it right here in this web view. And you can save, you can run, you can download your code, and you can also just tell Claude Code to deploy your app to GitHub, commit your code to GitHub, or deploy it to Vercel, which we'll talk about later. Okay, so it's been about 5 minutes, and this is what, so, I mean, Codex went crazy. This is what it created in one prompt. So I always just save by default. It auto-saves every 1 minute or every time that you save. But I like to save for good measure. And Claude Code is still going. So Claude's still going ham. Let's see what Claude on Svelte is still going ham. And Codex looks to be done on Svelte. And you can take a look. Maybe don't use Svelte. We have errors on both there. But this is what Codex created. Okay. this is still coming along. So far, I'm very impressed with Codex here. So this is Codex, Codex Next.js operating system. Let's go ahead and rename this. Okay, so we have Claude and we have Codex. And this is after one prompt. So we have these notes here in Codex and we can just full screen it. See if we can open up tasks. Oh, you have to double click them. So let's see if we can add a task. We can't. Oh, new task. Oh, I see, new task. We can select tomorrow, add. Okay, kind of weird looking. Let's see in our notes, right? We can create a new note. This is a new note. This is very interesting. So they tried to make it Markdown and it's this weird format where it puts them next to each other. Kind of like Obsidian in the early days, kind of weird. This is Markdown. AI kind of struggles with Markdown a lot, I've noticed. Files, I don't really know what this does. If we create like a new file here, new text file, Riley.txt. I don't even fully know what this does. I do kind of like the user interface, right? We have this browser. This is just like a shell for a browser. It doesn't actually work. Maybe we could get that to work. Here's a fake little terminal that we can just run. Hello. You know, this is just probably fake. Here we have this like settings. Oh, so we have settings. We can go dark mode, which doesn't fully work. We can turn off sound effects. I don't hear any sound effects. Dark apply. Yeah, I don't see dark mode working at all, but this is actually pretty solid. So this is Codex. I'm gonna give this like an 8 out of 10 in terms of like what we asked it to do. Here, let's take a look at Claude Code. So we have, there's this bottom bar here. If we click on notes, okay, so we have this new note feature. Can we move it around? Okay, we can't move it around. Claude Code, we got an error when we moved it around. Here's this, okay, we can't move any of these around, but new task. So we can add these new tasks. Here we have a folder. Hello, here's this new folder. Very, very interesting. Okay, so we can resize this. We can't move anything. Let's see if we can exit out of them. We can exit out of these. That's cool. We have this web browser. Let's just see what happens. So for the next prompt for both of these, let's pop out of here and let's say, please make the web browser work. I want it to be a functional web browser that lets me type in a site and view it. Okay, let's go ahead and do the same thing here. So we can just copy this and we are going to paste this into Codex. Okay, it is done. So Codex and Claude Code are done. Let's test the new browser. Let's see if this works. So if we open up the browser here, if we type in, let's go to vibecodeapp.com and this does not work, unfortunately. If we go to the browser here, let's go ahead and go to vibecodeapp.com. Ooh, Claude, I see you. I see you. Okay, let's fix some errors here. So one error here is I can't move the panels around. That is kind of annoying. Please fix that and make them visible. The panel top bar is not showing, right? Like, let me see. Like, if we go to notes, right? This note here, like where it, like, I should be able to drag is just not visible. The cursor of my mouse indicates that I should be able to drag, but I can't. So please make it so I can and make the top bar visible. Here, we can drag it around, but the browser is not working. I'm just gonna say the browser is not working. This is the error. Please make the browser work better. All right, we'll see how they do after these changes. Okay, they're done. Let's go ahead and close the browser. Let's open up a new one. And it does not appear that this is working. Maybe if we go, so if we go to vibecodeapp.com. So it's still working. The other thing that we wanted to fix on this was to be able to move it around. Notice here that this top bar is not showing up, but that is, I think that's okay, sort of. But this top bar is movable now. So I can move things around here, right? I can open up a to-do list, move things around. I can bring up in folders, move things around. I do like this a lot. Overall, I'm actually going to give this to Codex. I just think it looks a lot better. And I've noticed I've created a few apps like these, and I just love the styling that Codex on GPT-5 High goes with. I just think it's significantly better than Claude Code at just following all of the instructions and not doing too much. And I just think this looks so much better. Let's move on to the experiment number two. So this experiment number two is going to be, we're actually going to create Angry Birds. So what we're going to do is we're just going to copy this prompt for Angry Birds, and we're going to compare Claude Code and Codex. So all we have to do is go to sandbox.dev, and we'll go to sandbox.dev. And then on this one, we are going to open up Claude Code on GameDev 3.js, and we're going to run this. And then here, we're going to do Codex with GPT-5, GameDev 3.js, enter. And okay, so this is what it looks like when they open up. They both open up to the same exact template, which is this like fox running around. And so this is basically just a game dev template. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna be entering in this prompt. So we're just gonna paste this prompt in. And what we're gonna do is enter this into Claude Code. And so creating a simple 2D physics game inspired by Angry Birds. The player launches a character from a screenshot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what we're going to do is we're going to change this to model. We're going to make sure this is GPT-5 high. And we're going to paste in that same prompt. And we're going to run it. And we'll see how they do. Okay, it is now done. However, I'm not sure I see anything for Codex. So on Codex, I don't see anything. If we refresh this, I literally don't see anything. However, wow. Oh, wow. Angry Birds one prompted it. Let's see how this looks. Can I full screen this? Yes. Okay, so we have Angry Birds. Oh no, please. Oh! Ooh! Oh, no way! Let's go! This is fire! Okay, so game over. Try again. Okay, let's see. Please, make the aiming path black like it's white now and hard to see. Please add birds flying around above and clouds. Okay, now let's go to Codex and tell it that it did a horrible job. I'm sorry, I don't see anything except what looks like a sky. This is a tough prompt, but Claude just ripped it. I mean, look at this. This is fire. Actually fire. Wait. Pretty sick. Okay, so we have some clouds and some birds. Claude Code is still going ham. So it's still adding some stuff. Let's check on Codex. Oh boy. Oh wow. This does not look good. This is not a good run for Codex. I don't see any birds. I want Angry Birds. Search and figure this out. So let's go ahead and test this. Oh, that's way better. Look at that. Whoopsh. Whoopsh. What the? Dang. Please make the explosions when I hit one of the targets 3x as big. And please, let's see if there's levels here. Oh my God. I'm not gonna lie, I had to pause it. That's how long it took me to beat that level. That was pathetic. But yeah, so I just hit the third bird. Let's play again. Okay, so there's only one level. Okay, and then also, and please make there be different levels. Start with only one to hit, then 2, then 3, then add 3 more levels. Also, move everything to the right. This might break everything because I don't have enough room to pull back the sling. Yeah, there we go. Let's enter that. Let's see what's going on over here. Let's give this a refresh. Oh, whoa. Oh, what the hell is going on? What is this? Whoa, this looks kind of cool. Oh. Why is it like attached? What the heck? This is sweet. Like the graphics are way cooler. Can I just like out of shots? Let's see what this looks like here. Okay. Oh, wow. Wait, this is Codex. So this is Codex. I don't even know what to do here. So, okay. The bird is not flinging per se. It is being flung while being still connected to the sling. Like it stays connected when it should fling. And there's, again, not enough room to sling it back to the left of the sling. So fix that. Also, the targets are too high. Okay, coming back. Like, it's way better design here. And remember, they're starting off with the same stack. So they're using the same exact template to start. Okay, so it looks like Claude Code is done. And so we added new levels and bigger explosions. So we'll test that in a second. And now it looks like things are messed up again. Oh, okay. But again, the slingshot looks weird. Oh, wait, there's no explosions. Okay, so the green birds should explode when I hit them. They are not right now. Like, they just fall to the ground. Okay, so that's a problem. This is looking good. Let's test the Claude Code version. Let's see. Boom. Ooh, massive explosion. Level 1 complete. Okay, so now we're on level 2. Wait, there might be one to the right of it. Let me see. Oh, yep, there's another one. Okay. Bang! Massive explosion. Okay, so here's level 3. This is fire, actually. This is crazy. Bang! Bang! Pretty solid. You know what? I need to get someone else's opinion on which one is better. Okay, so I'm joined here. This is Ange, and we're going to be judging. So this is after 5 prompts. So this is Claude Code, and this is Codex. Mm-hmm. What the frick is that? Okay, whoa. Okay, oh, wow. So Codex did a better job designing, in my opinion.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
It's kind of like weird, so like check this out. What the?
Oh.
So one problem it has is normally it's like you don't win until you kill both of the green birds. And for whatever reason, I had to spend an extra prompt on this, and it still didn't fix it. So that's one downside, but it is way better design. Like, the design is quite good. It doesn't have, like, a little path thing, like, where you're aiming. But here's Claude Code. Claude Code basically nailed most of it in one prompt. Like, look at the aiming thing. I like
oh,
it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It explodes. And they have levels. So, like, this is level 1. And you know,
but their UI is not as good.
Yeah, the UI is not as good, but like, you can actually win,
right?
And you can move on. So
very cool.
Yeah, what do you? Who won? Who won in your opinion?
I think Claude Code won because
it's playable.
It's playable.
Yeah,
and if you can build a good foundation, then you can add this UI. But well, this looks pretty cool.
I do.
I also
like
think
it.
The physics look better.
They do better. I like the
but maybe the
flight path.
Yeah.
Like after it flings, it's quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll take a few more prompts.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Anyway. Cool. Yeah. Anyway, if you go to sandbox.dev, you can actually find this, and it is literally free for a limited time right now, and you can just immediately launch into your sandbox. You can select Claude Code or Codex with GPT-5, and you can select your stack if you want to make games, choose 3.js. For most other apps or sites, you should choose Next.js, and I'll see you guys here for the next video.